The Parsha travels with you. Rabbi Jonathan Sacks quotes the Lubavitcher Rebbe saying that the Torah and the Parsha is what gets us through, and the Jew throughout history and throughout the ages has somehow found inspiration in the Parsha. The way I read the Parsha in 1990 is not how I read it in 2000 or 2010 or 2020. I'd like to share with you a personal thought this morning. This was one of the strangest Shabbosim of my life. Perfectly healthy, Baruch Hashem le'ayin hara, family all good, everybody wonderful, and yet this past Shabbos, shul was closed. Not just one shul, you know, you could say that's a mishap, there was a problem with the shul, but all the shuls in my community were closed. But it really wasn't just my community. So many communities in the New York area found that the doors of the shuls were closed this Shabbos. And it was such a bizarre feeling because shul is so much a part of our Shabbos experience. You go to shul, you walk to shul. On your walk to shul, you're with people that you know. You sit in shul with people that you know. You congregate in shul at the kiddush with people you know. This is what shul is all about. And yet this Shabbos, there was none of that. Found it very, very strange. Interestingly, my davening with everything, including laning, took 50 minutes. You wonder why it normally takes 2.5 hours, but be it as it may, the question really is, like, what do you do with a Shabbos like this? So here it is, it's Motzei Shabbos, I'm preparing for the first Dvar Torah of Parshas Vayakel, and it hits me. Vayakel Moshe's kol adap b'nei Yisrael vayomer aleihem. Moshe gets everybody together, the entire Jewish people, and he says to them, Eile hadvarim asher tziva Hashem lasot otam. This is what God has commanded you to do. Sheshes yamim taseh melacha vayom ashri yelachem kodesh Shabbat Shabbaton Hashem kol useh bo melacha. Yumat. Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Jewish people, 6 days you'll work, the seventh day you're off. Vayakel Moshe. Vayakel is a very, very unique word. It only comes up twice in all of Chumash. Korach, Vayakel Aida, he collects his people. Moshe collects the people. What does it mean, Vayakel? Why can't it just be Moshe speaks to the Jewish people? Why does he have to gather them all together? What's the purpose of all of this? So, the Rashbam says, Lakachas mikol echad legulgoles. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to take the machtzis hashekel at that point in time to collect everyone to be able to get the machtzis hashekel. But I thought that perhaps there's a different answer. Moshe Rabbeinu had to do something very different. There is a lot of laws, and laws have different concepts behind them and different values and different teachings. But if there's one Jewish value, perhaps that creates a kehillah, it's a congregation, it's the idea of Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Jewish people, Vayakel, Shabbos is much more than just Sheshes Yamim Tavod. You're going to work for 6 days and you're going to be off on Shabbos, and if you don't, you might, you're going to die. It's bad stuff if you don't keep Shabbos. It's so much more than that, because what it does is Vayakel Moshe. Moshe says, we are going to put you all together and we are going to create a sense of community. Korach is doing the same thing. Korach gathers all the people for the same purpose. He says, we're going to create a community. It's a community of dissenters against Moshe Rabbeinu, but that's the purpose. Sometimes Vayakel, sometimes the purpose of something is to create a community. It hit me this past Shabbos when I was not able to sit in shul, and I was not able to sit with my chevra and the people that I normally share my Shabbos with. And I was limited only to my family, which was beautiful, but still not the same. Is that what Shabbos does for the Jewish people is it creates and gives us a sense of congregation, a sense of togetherness. That is, after all, the purpose of Shabbos. I'll end with a thought that I heard from Rabbi Buchwald from NJOP years ago. He said, how much does it cost to make a Jewish soul come back to Judaism? He says, people think that you have to spend thousands of dollars and you have to bring them to Israel and all kinds of places. He goes, I think it costs a Shabbos meal. Whatever it costs to bring someone to a Shabbos table, to share with them the serenity and the beauty of Shabbos, that's what it costs to buy a Jewish soul. So true. Shabbos is a gift. Shabbos is a disconnect. I have to say that last week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, were some really long and trying days trying to figure out how to make my job work, being in a school, in the absence of a building and with the students not being able to come in. Really challenging. What a gift it was to be able to shut down on Shabbos. But what a greater gift it normally is when we're able to shut down on Shabbos and then experience the idea of Vayakel Moshe, to feel the feeling of Shabbos as a gathering up of all of us to create a real community. May we be zoche bekarov to not have to deal with social distancing, and bekarov to be able to feel and interact Vayakel Moshe as a congregation, as a community. Have a great day.